This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first week of deep summer. It's the first full week of the wheat and alfalfa cutting moon. And it's the first full week of the sun in Cancer. In cultural and geographic attribution statements, people often recognize that the land they occupy has been taken away from other groups. The land on which I record this almanac was taken from the Shawnee people a little over 200 years ago. The original landscape of virgin forest, the original inhabitants, and their culture were destroyed. The natural world I navigate is the world my social group has created. I see trees and flowers with the eyes of an occupying race, a dominant military social community. When I read about and study nature, I often do so through the eyes of white commentators and their cultural heritage. I can read the Native American philosophy of nature stated in various ways, and I can try to imagine the relationship with nature that created those ideas, but my act is a matter of imagination and requires a certain suspension of disbelief. In these days of social unrest, I think about matters of privilege and bias, and I recognize that so much of the beauty in nature on which I depend for my center is the result of colonization and patterns of suburban exclusion. I think, too, about the words of artist Sun Suk Hong Seton, who writes that the word for nature in Chinese comes from Taoism and means things as they are spontaneously. So nature, in this sense, is a philosophical life principle rather than just what I perceive in the landscape. That philosophy is a human construct. And maybe such a construct might include an understanding that nature, as it is spontaneously, that nature exists here for all of us, and that we should love the nature that we have and in our own way, and try to protect it as well as to remake it, to recreate it justly and inclusively. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of deep summer. In the meantime, try to imagine what nature was and is and still might be for everyone.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.